Hinei Bidarke Knias Hasidus Baharchokim Natsidewa. This is the last parak about Hasidus. After this, we want to be loving, humble people. Okay. And we are slowly getting towards the end of the Sefer. Huh?
That's absolutely already worked.
Okay. Okay. I had a Baba Boss in Miami. He told me I tried to be humble, but it didn't get me the recognition I wanted. Okay. So after we've described what Hasidus is, how do you acquire it? Who godel haistaklus v'rov haisvonimus needs a tremendous amount of introspection and thought, right? To observation and thought, and what you're observing. Kikasha yirbe ha'odom lizbonin al godel romamusa yizbar v'tachlish lemusa. A person ponders and he thinks into the greatness of the Rabbanu Shalom and how perfect he is. V'rov ha'herchek ha'bilti meshur shebein gedulasa uvein shifuseinu, and the tremendous gulf between us and him. Yigrum lo shimala yirav aradim ufanav, that leads a person to yiras Hashem, tremendous awe. Here yira is not the lower level of yira, which is fear of God, but yiras haromimus, awe of God. Uvizbonino arov chasodav imanu, the algodol ahavoso yisbarach liyisrael, and then when you further think into how much we benefit from the Rabbanu Shalom and how much he loves us, the alkirvas hayisharim elav umalas hatorah v'mitzvos, and we see how the Rabbanu Shalom brings closer to him those people that are straight and righteous, and the mile of the Torah and mitzvos kiyotzim min hayunim v'alimudim vaday shetislahi bo ava aza, that'll lead a person to ava Hashem. Yivchav Yisavali, but he wants to have a close bond and a close connection to the Rabbanu Shalom. Ki biroso v'chashem yisbarach lonu la'av mamish u'marachim aleinu, when you see the Rabbanu Shalom treats us like a father and has mercy on us, te'av albonim yisor bo behemshech ha'chefetz v'hachuf kyuka ligmolo keben el avi, then you want to act like a child, like a son to a father. Like we said, the difference between a chassid and a tzaddik does like a slave does for his master. He does what he has to do. And a chassid does like a child to a parent. A good child doesn't just do what the parent wants him to do or commands him to do, but what the parent, what will make the parents happy. Okay, so that is, so from this Mesillas Yesharim, I think I have an answer to a very difficult Rambam, which in the past we've answered differently, and it has to do with this week's Sedra. So first I'll tell you what I've said in the past, and then I'll tell you what I think you can see from this Mesillas Yesharim, a different way of explaining it. The what we said in the past, let's say first, what's the problem? The problem is that in Sefer Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says, how do you get to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem? How do you get to love God and to fear Him? So he says the way to do it is by contemplating creation. Much of Mesillas Yesharim says, you contemplate how fantastic the creation is, how much wisdom there is, how way beyond us everything is, right? Whoever orchestrated and created and designed the universe, right, is way beyond our capabilities, and you have this tremendous tshuka and love to know that force, to know that intelligence. And then when you realize how great the Rabbanu Shalom is, you begin to feel how small you are. So it first leads you to Ava, and then it leads you to Yira. Okay, he, Rav Yecheskel Sarna, yeah, on the bottom, points out that in the Rishus Hasharim it's just the opposite. First you come to Yira and then to Ava. That's what he says. Notice he points that out. And he says it's two different kinds of Yira, whatever, but that's one problem which we'll get to in a little while. But right now, the Rambam says you first have this tremendous desire to know that power that designed everything, that's so great, and then you feel so small opposite that power. And that's awe, Yira. So the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says the way to come to Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem, and he puts Ava first and then Yira, is through contemplating the creation. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he says, how do you come to Avas Hashem? By learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. That's how you get to know the Rabbanu Shalom, through the Torah. So the obvious question is, here he says through creation, here he says through the Torah. So what we've explained in the past is that you really need both of these things. They're both ways to come to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And the Rambam in Mishnah Torah assumes already that you've learned Torah, because that's what you're learning, Mishnah Torah. So he doesn't have to tell you that you come to Avas Hashem through learning Torah. He has to tell you the addition of also seeing it in the Bria. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, he tells you the mitzvah of, here he already is telling you in what exactly the mitzvah is. First starts off with learning Torah. In Mishnah Torah, he's telling you, once we assume that you're learning Torah, whatever, right, then you, the next step is to see it in the Bria. Why do you need both things? So in this week's Sedra, it says that the Tzvardim not only went all over, but they even went into the ovens. And when the ovens were hot. So they basically went on Kiddush Hashem. They were willing to throw themselves into a fiery furnace to do Ratzon Hashem. And in fact it says those were the only ones that survived. All the other frogs died eventually, and those survived. Okay. The Gemara in Psachim says, Marou Hananya Mishov Azarya. She pilu asas from the kitchen age. What did Hananya Mishov Azarya see? That they were willing to throw themselves into a fiery furnace rather than bowing down to the pestle of Nebuchadnezzar. They made a kal v'chomer from the Tzvardim. They said, if the Tzvardeya, which doesn't get rewarded and punished, was willing to go to do God's will into a fiery furnace, then we who get rewarded and punished surely should go. So the obvious question is, why did Hananya Mishov Azarya have to know from the Tzvardim? Right? There's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, not to bow down to Avodah Zarah. Right? Tosfos asks this question. And there's many answers. But the question is, so what do they need that for? They should have known. The halacha, they're supposed to be going on Kiddush Hashem. What was the marol Hananya Mishov Azarya? What did they see? So the answer, I think, is the following, based on the following medrash. Start with a different medrash. The Medrash says when the Rabbanu Shalom came to create the world, so he created with a beis, Bereishis. The Aleph came with a complaint that you're passing me over to create the world with a beis, right? Instead with an Aleph, not a beis. Not only that, you can start with Elohim bara Bereishis instead of Bereishis bara Elohim, and you got the Aleph right there. God said, I'm sorry, I can't start the world with an Aleph, because Aleph stands for Orer, curse. And they stands for Baruch. But when I come to give the Torah, don't worry, you'll be first. Anochi Hashem Elokech, I'll start with Malach. The obvious question is that Beis has a lot of other letters to words to it, and so does Aleph. And if Aleph can be Anochi when the Torah is given, why can't it be Elohim when the world is created? Why can the Torah start with an Aleph if it stands for curse? And the world can't start with an Aleph because it stands for curse. What's the connection? There's a Maral who says this Medrash is impossible to understand. And impossible, he writes it off. The I think the Medrash means the following. The Rambam says that how does a person come to Emuna and Yira and Ava? By observing nature. The Torah says not like that. Torah says that if you observe nature too much, you come to avodah zarah. You'll end up serving avodah zarah. So which is it? Are you going to come to avodah zarah from nature, or are you going to come to belief in God from nature? Plenty of scientists are apikursim. So you see that you can delve into the wonders of nature and be an apikoros, be an kofer baker. So the Rambam says it leads you to avodah Hashem and yiras Hashem. The answer is very simple. It depends what you're looking for. Right? There are people who have delved into nature and become tremendous believers in God. And people who have delved into nature and come to the opposite. So it depends what your perspective is. In order to get a proper perspective, you need Torah. The Torah guides you how to look at nature properly. So before you can look at nature, you need first to get a Torah perspective. And then if you look at the world through Torah eyes, you'll come to Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem from the world. So the Torah gives you direction. Therefore, the world can't start with an Aleph, because Aleph could be Or. It has to guide you, look and see the blessing in the world, don't see the curse. The Torah, on the other hand, has its own guidance system. It says that Halavai Osi Ozavu V'Torasi Shamaru. Right? Even if a person would forget about the Rabbanu Shalom, just learn Torah, keep the Torah. Shamaru means to learn Torah, because Hamor Shabo Mavzel Muta. There's a certain light in Torah that guides you onto the proper path. So if you'll just learn Torah, you'll come to the right perspective eventually. Right? Unless you're learning Bedafka because you don't want to. But if you just, what's it called, learn Torah, L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Torah, the Torah has its own guidance system. So therefore, the Torah can start with an Aleph, because you won't see the Aura, you won't see the curse, it'll lead you to see Anochi Hashem Lokecha. But the world can't start with an Aleph, because the world, if you don't have guidance, you'll see the Aura, you'll see the curse, and not the Bracha. So the world needs guidance. Torah will give you that guidance, and the Torah itself will guide you to see the Bracha in the Torah itself. So the Torah can start with an Aleph, and the world can start with a Beis. With that, so what do you need the world for, right? If you get there, because there's an idea of seeing the Rabbanu Shel Olam in a more concrete way than just intellectually. From the Torah, you get to know God intellectually, but we're human beings, and we are affected by what we see, what we sense, what we can perceive with our senses, more than what we can perceive just with our mind, theoretically abstract. What you see. Not the abstract. What's a good word? The opposite of abstract is concrete. Right. That's it. What you see concrete, right, makes more of an impression on you. So therefore, first you need the Torah to know how to look at the concrete world. But in addition to the Torah, which is abstract, you can see the Rabbanu Shalom through the concrete world makes more of an impression. So you need both things. You need the Torah to give you the proper perspective, and you need the concrete to make more of an impression on you. Both are important. That's what it says. Maro Chanan Rishov Azariah knew theoretically, abstract, that this is something to do. But what did they see with their eyes, concrete, that gave them the feeling that they could actually do it? Right? Because sometimes if you know something abstract, it's not going to move you to do it unless you see something concrete that will impress you. So that's what the Gemara says. Maro Chanan Yishkizam. What did they see that made an impression? They didn't actually see the frogs, but when they learned Torah, it was as if they were living it. So they saw the frogs. What the frogs did was concrete. That made more of an impression than just the theoretical abstract halacha of the Torah. That's that Gemara. With that, I always like to explain that there's two paths, therefore, to Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. There's the path of Torah and the path of the world, and both of them are necessary. The path of the world will not be effective without the Torah, and without the path of the world, the Torah will not make as much of an impression as when you see it concrete. Okay. But the Torah way is the Aleph, and the Bria way is the Beis, which explains two things. the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Emunah Hashem, but Avos Hashem to be Hashem Hashem Elokecha. There are two brachas that lead up to Kriya Shema, both morning and night. The first bracha is Yotzer Oru Vorichoshech, or Hashem Bidvaro Mariv Aravim, which speaks about the Bria, especially in the morning. Speaks about creation, all the different things that God created, including the angels and everything else in creation. Yotzer Oru Vorichoshech, Osa Shalom Voreas Hakol, Bria. The second bracha is speaks about Torah. Avas Olam and Avas Rabba speak about Torah. Now, even though the creation came first, so the first bracha is about creation, but the Maisa, the first bracha starts with a base, Baruch Atah Hashem. The second bracha starts with an Aleph, Avas Rabba and Avas Olam. So even though creation preceded the giving of the Torah, for all practical purposes for us, we were in a world before there was a Torah, right? But the Aleph is Torah. Torah has to be the first thing. Then the Bria, you can then use the Bria as an extension to what you've gotten your bearings from the Torah. So the first bracha is Bria, because creation came before our receiving the Torah in chronology. But the first bracha starts with a Beis, and the second one starts with an Aleph. Second thing is that during the winter, I was in a few shuls already around the world where they talk to do this. Right? In Switzerland they did it, in London also. They say Borchi Nafshi, Mamish is part of, and they say Pirkei Avos too. They don't learn from Pirkei Avos, they say the whole parak of Pirkei Avos every week before Oleinu of Mincha. And in the summer they learn Pirkei Avos. So I was thinking, why? Shabbos is a time of love of Hashem. That's why when a Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we add the word Bi'ahava into the davening, where we don't say it on a regular Yom Tov. The Shabbos is a time of love, Ava. And the high point of Shabbos, of love of Hashem, is Mincha time. Mincha time, Shalosh Shulchanos time, is called Rava the Ravim. Tremendous ratzon, extra love that Klal Yisrael feel from the Rabban Shalom, and the Rabban Shalom has for Klal Yisrael. So Menuchas Ava on the Dova. That's Mincha time, Shabbos. In order to get to Avas Hashem, we said you need two paths, the Bria and the Torah. Okay. So you always need both of them. In the winter, the Torah is at its high point, because Ikar Torah is at night, and the nights are long. There's plenty of time to learn Torah. But nature is hibernating. So in the winter, you have to supplement the Derech of Bria to the Derech of Torah. So Baruch Inashi speaks about the Bria. And Shabbos afternoon is the time of Ava, so you want to get those two drachim, so Torah you have, Bria have to supplement. In the summer, it's just the opposite. The nights are short, so Torah is at its low ebb, but the Bria is in full bloom. So you have to supplement Torah to the Bria. So we learn Pirkei Avos, which speaks about the importance of learning Torah and whatever. It's interesting here also, Avos starts with Aleph, and Borchi Nafshi starts with Beis. So here also the Bria is the Beis, and the Torah is the Aleph. That's what I usually say. And to answer this Rambam, so the Rambam...
Before we go any further,
yeah.
Just two questions on that quickly.
Yeah.
If Bereishis comes first, because you're afraid of the Arur, sorry, instead of Torah, why should we be afraid of the Arur? I mean, if Torah is the first thing,
the Torah does start with an Aleph. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The giving of the Torah starts with an Aleph.
Yeah,
but the creation of the world starts with a Beis. Right. Because when you come to the world, we're not talking now about the Beis because it's the beginning of the Torah. The Beis is the beginning of creation. When it comes to creation, you have to be pointed to clearly this is a bracha. Because if it started with an Aleph, I might think it's Ar. Because the world itself doesn't lead you to the right conclusion. You have to be led to that conclusion. So it starts with a Beis, right? Because with an Aleph, you would see Aura and you wouldn't see Elohim.
Okay, and the second question is, that if that's the case, if we can only sort of come to the appreciation of the Brias through the Torah, starting with the Aleph, that'd be the Torah's given first to the Aleph, what about the Goyim? I mean, the Goyim, what chance do they have, so to speak? Where's their foundation? I mean, what chance?
Goyim have Torah also to learn. They have their seven mitzvahs. And the Torah of their seven mitzvahs they can learn.
So that's
the chora, right? Yeah. So the chora of that, yeah. The chora, the Torah, the Goyish world was given seven mitzvahs, and they were given the Torah. Because it says, what's it called? That a person who learns Torah, it doesn't say Kohen, Levi, Israel, even a Goy. What's it called? Who learns Torah and his seven mitzvahs is greater than whatever it says over there. Shiyasa also Ha'adam v'chay bohem, right? Doesn't say Shiyasa Kohen Levi Israel Ha'adam anybody, even Goyim. So they have that idea of their Torah too.
Sfaradim had the
Bechira. No, so that's what I'm saying. So since you see in the Bria, in other words, that's what they made the Kal v'chomer. They don't have Bechira. They don't get Schar. They don't get Onus. They have no Bechira, and still. You see in nature that this is part of nature to go al kiddush Hashem, so that made an impression on them. We who have bechira, we can choose to do what's right. If this is what's part of nature, we should do it also. That's what nature is. That was the Kal
v'chomer. Then, according to that, all the other Sfaradim should have done the same thing.
No, so it could be that every Sfaradeya had their tafkid, right? But a human being has that. Our point, that our tafkid is either bowing down to this thing or going to the kitchen. Right? That's our tafkid now. Okay, that's nothing to do with this Mesillas Yesharim per se. Okay, now what I see in this Mesillas Yesharim is a completely different answer. I'm still not 100% clear how to make it work out, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking. And that's the following. The Mesillas Yesharim says that the basic way of getting the Yira is through nature, contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature, right? Roma Musis Barach Tachli Shlei Muso Rova Herche Kabilti Meshura Shebeng Yulas Menshit Vosein, to see the tremendous gap between us and him. That you get from looking at nature and realizing that you're just a small little speck in the universe, and God's wisdom is way beyond anything we could fathom. And then he says, on the other hand, when you think into his tremendous chesed with us, right, and his love for us, which is shown through what? Malas HaTorah v'mitzvahs, then you come to Avas Hashem. Then you come to love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Because then you see how much the Rabban Shalom, that great Rabban Shalom, has to do with you. So the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is talking about the way to come to Ava and Yira, both of them, together. And there he puts Ava first, because recognizing the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to first bring you to an appreciation of his greatness and wisdom, and you're going to have this tremendous tshuka to want to know him. Okay, but you're not going to reach the Ava. It's going to be a desire to love him. Not a love, because you're not really going to know him. And that's going to immediately make you have Yira. So, when we're talking about the framework of Ava and Yira together, right, what is going to bring you to Yira Hashem? First, it's going to bring you to a tremendous desire to know him. And then from that you're going to feel insignificant, and that's the main thing of Yira. That's from the Bria. The Rambam in Mishnah, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, is talking about the specific mitzvah of Avas Hashem. That's when you make it personal. In other words, I'm a speck in the universe and God is much greater than me, but where's the personal connection? Right? There's no personal connection in the Bria. I'm just a little nothing speck. That's Yira. But that great God has a personal connection to me. That you see through Torah mitzvahs, especially by Yitzhak. That God gave us the Torah and showed tremendous love for us. So that mitzvah of Avas Hashem is from Torah. The general idea of coming to Ava, which will bring you to Yira, And from that you'll come to a personal Ahava, right? That comes from the Bria. So the first thing is the Bria. That'll give you a general desire to know and feel a great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you won't be able to define it yet. That will bring you then to feeling really insignificant. And then you'll want to feel you already got this desire to get to know the Rebbe. How do you get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam? Through the Torah. That personal thing. So when the Rambam speaks about the specific mitzvah of Avos Hashem, he says the way to get to that is through Torah. When he speaks in Mishneh Torah, the general idea of Ava and Yira, not specifically the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, but more specifically the idea of being impressed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, both in a positive way and in a way that puts you down, that's through the Bria. But after you get to the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Bria, first by having this tremendous desire to know him, but you don't know him yet. And once you have a desire to know him, you feel insignificant. That leads you to Yira. Then learning Torah will now get you to know him. And then you'll have that tremendous Ava. So the way to Ava Sashem specifically is Torah. The way to the general Ava and Yira together, which will eventually give you the desire to know the Ribbono Shel Olam more and come to Ava, will be Torah. That will be the Bria. And the Torah is the way, and that answers also the difference in the order. Because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is talking about the general order. First, there's a beginning feeling of Ava. It's not the fulfillment of Ava. It's just a desire to have Ava, which leads you first to the accomplishment of Yira, and then you can now take it further and actually accomplish the Ava. So the Rambam is talking about the Ava and Yira in the general pattern. So first comes the Ava, then the Yira. He's talking about a more specific way. More specifically is once you reach the Yira, that's sparked by that initial Ava, the way that you come to the actual Ava and put it mamish into practice is through Torah. So that's what he says. First you see the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria, and that leads you first to tremendous Yira, awe, and then from that awe you had this desire to get to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now go learn Torah and you'll feel a personal contact, a personal connection. I think that's how it works here. It answers both the question of the order, and it answers why the Rambam says both things, right? When it comes to the general idea, more Yira specific, but the trigger to Yira is that initial Ava, but the way of actually coming to what real Ava is only through Torah, because that personalizes it.
But the Rav hasn't explained what the trigger is.
The trigger is the following. This is what the Rav says. I see how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. I see this tremendous wisdom. And I have a desire to get close to it. The Shorash HaAvoda says, you can give an idea. Sometimes you see a great person. Somebody's really special and you want to get close to them. Right? And you have this tremendous desire to get close to them, but you're afraid because they're really overwhelming. So it starts with a general idea of, I'd like to get close to that person. It's really a special person. But since they're so overwhelming, I'm a little bit afraid. So my desire to get close to them leads me to an awe of them. And then if I find a personal way of serving them, of speaking to them, I'll get closer. So the trigger is, I really want to get to know this person. That's the trigger of Ava. Right? I have a tremendous desire to get to know, to get close to this person, but I'm not close, and I don't know. It's a desire to know. That will lead me to have tremendous... Why do I want to get close to this person? Because they're really overwhelming. They're really somebody, right, head and shoulders above everybody else. So that gives me that feeling of awe for them. And then, if I'll put it to practice, that desire to get to know them, right? Despite the awe, how will I do that? By speaking to them, by getting close, by serving them, by doing something that I can get close to them. That's the real Ava. So the order is the trigger kind of ava of having this nebulous desire to get close. That leads me to concrete yira, and then the desire, to put the ava into practice.
Yeah, but what leads to the concrete yira? And that's what I'm
since I have such a tremendous desire, I see the greatness of this person, right? I feel small and insignificant. Yeah. That's the yira, right? The more that I have this tremendous desire to get to know this person, because he's really special, right? I feel small and insignificant, opposite. That's the yira. That's the yira. That's what the Rambam says. Right? The more you get to... therefore, when the Rambam speaks about the general thing, first comes the general ava, which leads to the more specific yira, and then you can reach the mitzvah of ava specifically. That's your personal connection with God, which is Torah and mitzvahs, mainly. So the Rambam, when he's discussing the mitzvah of ava Hashem, tells me how does he get the mitzvah of Hashem through learning Torah. When he's speaking in general in Mishnah Torah about the basic idea of Yira and Ava, right, it's a mitzvah to love and to fear, so he tells me the way to enter into those two mitzvahs. The way to enter in is first a trigger kind of Ava, which leads to a concrete Yira. Now if you want to really fulfill the mitzvah of Ava, learn Torah. So that all fits together. I think that's a little more clear than I was when I came here, but I think that's how you can see that Rambam, and then it fits in perfectly with the Mesuzah Shara. The Mesuzah Shara is just telling me what Yira is and what Ava is. The Rambam is telling you how to enter into it in a general way, and he specifically tells you that Ava is Taka Runi Torah. And therefore the order has to be really first the concrete Yira, then the concrete Ava. But there's a trigger ava that comes first to get to the yira to begin with. That's an idea. Okay, let's learn something.